So the Marsha says of Deres Halalu, it's referring to people that are paskening straight from the referring to people that are paskening straight from the Shulchan Aruch without knowing the time of Hador. And there's a rush about it. The Maral also Kiyadua. The Maral was shrying about it in the Tzitz, and the Aruch HaShulchan has a whole piece on it. The Aruch HaShulchan spent a lot of time working out this, you know, this Inyan, and you know, he Kiyadua and his Halacha Sefer, everything comes from the Sugya. And Ramela, you know, he was also very, very shrying on this Inyan. Okay, now. There's a piece here.
What was the big uproar more on the Rambam than on the Makabs?
Oh, so what was the uproar on the Rambam? The uproar on the Rambam was exactly this, and he's passing along without the sources. What did the Shulchan Aruch do? The Shulchan Aruch is a summary of the Beis Yosef. So don't tell me I don't write my Makabs. I tell you everything I do is in the Beis Yosef. So, and the Shulchan Aruch writes, do not learn my Sefer, do not have the audacity to learn my Sefer if you didn't learn the Beis Yosef first.
Uh-huh.
What do you think? Cliff notes? The Shulchan Aruch is the cliff notes on the Beis Yosef, basically. The Shulchan Aruch is the Hachra after you go through the whole Beis Yosef. And what does the Beis Yosef do? The Beis Yosef goes through the whole Sugya Karoi, and he spells out all the Shittas, and then it's Meir Einayim, you see the Shulchan Aruch, this is the Hachra L'maisa. We can't have that time in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Now this is all the Tamidei Hagra, all the Tamidim of Rav Chaim Volozhin, they all held like this. And that was the fundamental Yisoid of the Gra's Pirish on Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Now the next shtickle in the Goyin, in the Kesserish is an unbelievable shtickle. I'll tell you what we're looking at. Dr. Gra. When it comes to business and how much time you should spend, yikva hazman, you should have a kvias zman for your work, beiz shois, achre atzorayim, for 2 hours in the afternoon, machmas shaparnasasay, no ina kvum, so you gotta spend time working them. So there's a number of chidushim in this grow. Number one is 2 hours. Okay, Isaac and Pranos. Number two, in the afternoon. Okay. The one I want to focus on is, he said, Yikva Hazman. What's he saying? So, their Masvir, the Mefarshim, over here, based on a lot of other Kisvei Agra, a lot of those other things from Chaim Volozhin, that the Agra had a Mahalak over here in Kvias Yitzum Matara. The Gra says that this is talking about people who be'etzem are learning all day. So a guy that's learning, there's two ways he says that you're much better off viewing yourself if you learn half a day and work half a day. So Zuck the Gra, don't look at yourself that you're kaveh itim l'tayro. Okay, you should be kaveh itim l'work. That's the var. From kaveh my zman for work, and everything else is learning. If the pshat is a kaveh itim, so what happens if I have a day off? Yeah, it's a problem I eat him. I learn, you know, night said I learn, I try to get up early, learn a half hour, now I have a day off of work. All right, that's not my itim. No, punk faker. You kaveh itim for work, and everything that's not work is my zman for learning. And the Gra answers a stira in the Gemara based on this. Yadua, there's a Gemara that says in Shabbos that the first question they're going to ask you is Nasasa v'Nasata b'Amuna. The second question they're going to ask you is Kavati Itim Motaro. In Sanhedrin it says Tchilas Modin Rachis. What does it say? It's a Gemara. It says Poiter Ma'im Rachis Modin Ain Tchilas Dino Shel Adam Ela Devar Torah. So Fractosis, here you're telling me that Trilas Dina is al-Divrei Torah, and there you're telling me it's the second question. Zakta Goin, for a guy who's working, so fine, he works all day. So first thing is, that guy, he has to be kaveh itim l'Torah. But for everyone else, we're not kaveh itim l'Torah, for care. The whole thing is Torah. So the first shaila is Torah. Then the question is, did you kaveh itim l'Torah to work? So he says there's
no. So then, which person?
He's two different types of people.
Which person? If one is an evidence, it's first the Aldebar Torah.
Not the guy who's Perasa Imnase. His Iker's Torah.
Okay.
So on that guy, there's no question Kavata Itim Torah. There's no din kvias eaten by a guy who's working all the time.
Well, this was just in the order. The question is in Sanhedrin, why didn't it say, well, you could be eaten?
Because he said that wasn't the guy who was making his Iker's work in Sanhedrin. And for kept by a guy who's not making his ikers work, there's no shayla of kavata itim l'Torah. Because there's no kavata itim l'Torah. The kvias itim is punk faker. The kvias itim is for the work. He says over here, he says beferish, kol yishisol chay v'tal l'Torah, afil bal chay v'kvaya itim, kosav agra, chay v'kvaya itim, pirish b'bal umnis. The guy works all day, be kveitim l'Torah. But a ben Torah wouldn't work all day, wouldn't be kveitim l'Torah. Kveitim l'bitol. That's what he says over here. Hayrois van Hagas from the Gra. Kla Godol Omar Rabbeinu. The going used to say, She Yoiser Toiv, the Kvaya Ace Lebittle, then being Kvaya Itim Latera. Yoiser Toiv, the Kvaya Itim Lebittle, Hainu Lebittle, Oilamaso Matan, Uvisaka Beisho is Yasuk Basakov, Vaz Yerat Sakhagdola, Mishim Yikva Ace Latera. Kvias Ace Latera, who Toivel Balabatam, a true than Yoiser, basically. Guy, mamish, it's tired all day. So fine, be chaperan kvisi to mutar. But a higher darga than that. So it's very interesting. So let's say a guy from kveitim, and then I have more time to learn, and my kvis itim become bigger. At what point it could be that there's a point in his mind that he should switch his mentality from I'm kveya a larger itim to Torah to I'm kveya itim for work. And then, again, I'm called Kulei Torah. Now, obviously, there's a lot of reasons why that's better. Number one reason is, not practically speaking, he's not going to be looking at his phone all the time. The assumption is, he's when I'm at work, I'm at work, you know? So imagine how often right now, imagine how often right now that guy just had this unsatiable taiva. He just can't control the taiva to open up the gemara that he's holding in morning coil before work. So that would be the level that he would have of looking at his phone to check his emails. When he's learning, if he was this guy, right? One of my main things is I'm learning. Okay, look, I have emails. I despise looking at my email. I don't want to look at my email unless I really have to. So that's number one. Number two is it's also everything's in a person's mind, right? But it's lashon of kind of lashon also. Mekan siyatol mashakosav rabbeinu nefesh chaim. It's an unbelievable. I never heard this in all the years, and never heard this sprach. What?
It's a good sprach.
Yeah. So it's also a psychological bar. Where does the person view themselves? If a person views themselves as a as the way a person views himself has more to do with what they do and what they don't do than what they're able to do. In other words, if a person, a lot of the things that a person will justify themselves will be because, oh, hey, I'm a bald boss. I'm not a young man. So therefore, I could do X, Y, and Z. Hold on. The difference between bald boss and young man is young man learns 12 or whatever, 3 star a day, and you learn 1 seder a day. Okay, what does that have to do with all these other things? So if the person's kaveh itim lebittol, so I'm at some learning also all day. It's a whole different mentality. It's a chashuva piece. All right, Rabbi Sai, we will pick it up tomorrow, Mr. Shem.
Thank you.